Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. And joining me on the line this hour is the General Manager at Singleton Council. It is Jason Linnane making his first appearance for Hunter Valley today in 2022. Good morning, Jason. It's great to have you back on the show.
Good morning, Gemma. And it is wonderful to be back on the show. It's wonderful to hear your cheery voice. Great to have the opportunity to talk about what's happening across our wonderful Singleton local government area.
Absolutely, and I guess I just have to know, have the clouds covered Singleton today? It's a bit gloomy and dreary up this way in the valley, but how's Singleton?
Yeah, pretty much the same. There's a bit of rain falling. It feels a little bit more like a cold, when not cold, but wet and miserable sort of autumn day, winter day, but I noticed looking on the bureau site, there's sort of rainfall right across our state today. So I think we all can expect it.
Absolutely, we've got to get those raincoats and umbrellas ready. Well, in Singleton, though, there has been some concerns in the iVote system from the New South Wales Electorals Commission. Now, Singleton was one of the three local government areas that was actually taken to the Supreme Court about the iVote system. Now, there is a hearing today. Could you give us some, I guess, insights or context into how this issue came about?
Yeah, really unfortunate, Gemma. Really unfortunate and a really unwanted distraction and a frustration for everybody involved. In summary, what's happened is the Electoral Commission was engaged by council and other councils to run the local government elections back there in early December. As part of their approach, they had their iVote platform. Mm. It would seem that their iVote platform failed on the day of the election, and there's been a number of people who tried to use that platform to cast their vote, haven't been able to. The Electoral Commission provided advice to us just before Christmas that there was an issue, and they needed to try and seek some declarations from the Supreme Court of New South Wales in terms of what they should do in response to this problem being identified. I think what's really important is that everyone realises there's been no act or omission by council or any of the candidates that have contributed to this situation at all.
Absolutely.
It purely relates to the performance of the iVote platform during the election process, which was managed by the Electoral Commission.
I thought you were going again. No, absolutely. We'll have to see how that turns out with the hearing today as well. Now, there is some good news for Lake Sinclair. I mean, it was dubbed the place to be not too long ago. In fact, people are taking up these opportunities for Australia Day as well. I'm hearing it's nearly complete in capacity for Australia Day.
Yeah, Lake St. Clair has become extremely popular, more popular than even it was in the past, which is wonderful. It's a really good appreciation and demonstration that people love what's on offer out there. And it also supports the continual improvements we as the council have been making, and also our operators who operate the site on our behalf, Belgravia, have made as well. So, it is really filling up fast for Australia Day, for the Australia Day weekend. And a lot of people are taking advantage of Australia Day falling on a Wednesday and having a couple of days off and staying for a long, long weekend, which is wonderful. It's a real Australian spirit. I love it. People do need it. If there are some spots available, you need to get in quick to make a booking. It's really good as well that with all the rain, we've had, we spoke about the rain there a moment ago, all the rain we've had over the last 12 months, we've gone up over 75% in terms of water holding capacity at the lake, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. It's so good to see the rain really come back into the regions, and it's good to see how it's going to be used for Lake Sinclair as well. Just finally as well, Jason, now the numbers of development applications have seemed to increase, as well as council's response time. What's the go there?
Yeah, and this is an issue I know that's really, really important to our community, how well we process our development applications, because it really has close relationship to people being able to do what they want to do and their livability for their businesses, for their homes, and those types of things. But it's also a major contributor to economic activity in our town. So, we've seen a massive increase in the number of DAs that were lodged between 2020 and 2021, but also seen, which is really pleasing, a massive increase in the number of developments that were approved. So, in 2020, there were around 400 development applications lodged for that calendar year. In 2021, there was 508. That's an increase of around 25%, which is significant.
Mm. Well,
in the same period in 2020, there was 351 development applications approved. But in 2021, we saw 500 development applications approved, which is an increase of around 42%. So we know how important this process is to our community. We know we've done really well. We know we need to do a lot better. We have some really good plans in place to continually improve the process, because we do want to be the best when it comes to, we want to have the best of breed practices and process when it comes to the DA processing process.
Well, it's so good to see that council is taking those strategies and those steps, especially for the Singleton local government area. Well, Jason Linnane, thank you for your time with me this morning on Hunter Valley Today, and I look forward to our interview in the next fortnight.
Yes, Gemma, same to you. It's been great to reconnect. And really look forward to continuing our relationship going into 2022, and hoping that it's a bigger and brighter year for you guys, us, and all your listeners.